This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live at Converge 2013 in Orlando, Florida. We're sitting down with Steve Romanelli, Director of Converge Solutions Engineering at SPS, a platinum partner with Avaya Connect. Welcome to the podcast, Steve. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. A pleasure to be here.
So what's your background in the industry, Steve?
I started my career at Bell Labs. I was a software developer developing server and network-based product. And then I moved over to Avaya and transitioned into a Tier 4 role supporting computer telephony integration products, CTI products.
Oh, wow. That's...
If you remember those MapDs way back when, I was one of the engineers supporting that product.
Yeah, so you've been around the block then.
I've been around the block a few times, yes. And then from there, I transitioned into my current role at SPS as Director of the Solutions Engineering Team.
Steve, you have a session tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 in the afternoon called SIP and Voice over IP Fundamentals. What is that session going to cover?
We're going to start from the basics. We're going to talk about what IP telephony is and voice over IP from a very basic level, and we're going to build on that topic in our two-part session. So part one starts with the basics.
Okay.
We're going to use the Avaya product set as a foundation to talk about signaling and bearer traffic, how it flows through your network. And then we're going to go into the components of an Avaya communication solution, talk about things like the CLIN, the MedPro, the IPSIs, their specific role. And then we're going to keep building on that foundation throughout part one, and then even take a deeper dive in the following session at 3:30 during part two.
How far down are you going to go into the weeds? Are you going to look at the SIP signaling and the protocols and messages?
Yes. We're going to talk about the SIP messages. We're going to talk about the signaling, specifically comparing, you know, SIP phones to H323 phones, SIP gateways to H248 gateways.
Right. So that's one of the things that I really like is decoding PRI messaging from days back. And when SIP came out, the transition into decoding that was pretty simple because it was really the same constructs. When I look at D-channel messaging on a PRI or I look at a session capture trace on SIP, people need to understand that's what's going on. That's the picture of what's happening, and you've got to understand how to read that.
Yes. You know, it's interesting you mentioned PRI because you must be familiar with Q931 and 932.
Intimately.
Intimately. I am myself. And it's interesting when we really get into the deep bowels of these protocols, we find out that Q931 and 932 is still present because we really haven't changed how we answer a phone or conference transfer.
Exactly.
A call on hold.
The same constructs are all still there. There's a setup, there's an offer, there's an accept or a reject. And if there's a reject, there's a reason why it got rejected.
Exactly.
I used to love the trouble calls. Well, I made a phone call and I got fast busy. What did the D-channel messaging say? I don't know. Well, if you look, well, how about that? Number not provisioned. Well, there you go. There's your problem. There's the answer, right?
Exactly.
So that's a great session. Capturing those packets using Wireshark, not that hard to do. It's all, really, if you get the right decoder tool, it's all plain English, really, right?
Yes.
And it's just understanding the methodologies, what should be happening in what order. It almost becomes easy to troubleshoot at that point.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we're gonna parlay this two-part presentation on Tuesday into another two-part presentation on Wednesday.
Right.
And a colleague of mine, Chris Klaus, is going to lead those conversations and take us into a deeper dive on Wednesday onto the protocol and specific Wireshark traces and actually simulate a call flow and go through that trace. So that will allow us to go even deeper into our conversation about SIP and voice over IP.
Well, yeah, when you look at any protocol, when you look at any communication session, there's a flow that's established. That's part of the standard. You do this, I do this, you do this, I do this. And it's one point to the next point to the next point. If you've got a problem, all you have to do is follow that path, and eventually it'll be broken somewhere.
Exactly.
It's not that hard to figure out.
And SIP being displayed in English makes it easier, even for the novice, to kind of get a basic understanding, look at a trace for the first time.
So what are the common tools that you use besides Wireshark? Are there other things out there?
Oh, we do, it depending on exactly the troubleshooting that we're doing at that point, right? We have we have some industry partner products that we use to help troubleshoot the network when we need to. Identify where, you know, QoS, specifically DiffServ code point values, might be stripped off packets. One of the more common problems we find, and we're going to cover this in the two-part session tomorrow, is those intermittent periods of poor voice quality.
Sure.
And we're really going to do a deep dive into the integration of the Avaya communication solution into the customer's network.
Wow.
And how those two need to be matched together to work properly.
So it's not only, I mean, you don't have to understand it completely to be able to fix it, but I think from a customer perspective, if you understand what's going on, the initial troubleshooting can be a little deeper, which will enable the technician that's going to come out to be able to fix it a lot quicker.
Exactly. Like, one of the big differences we're going to talk about is around converting from TDM trunks to SIP trunks.
Right.
And how, when you move to SIP trunks, you really need to take a close look at your call flow, because your call flow could change, because it's going to be based on your digital signal processing or your DSP resource allocation, on where your bearer traffic flows. And like you were mentioning, if you understand those basic concepts and the importance of the proper network region programming inside your communication solution,
sure,
you're more ready to deploy these solutions effectively, efficiently, and successfully.
And troubleshoot them for the ongoing maintenance, because nothing stays working from day one.
Exactly. If you know how this stuff works on the wire, you're more likely to be able to troubleshoot it more effectively.
Fantastic. So that's the first session is at 2:15 tomorrow on Tuesday. Certainly one that that shouldn't be missed. Talking with Steve Romanelli, Director of Converged Solutions Engineering at SPS and Avaya Partner. Thanks for joining us today at the IAUG Podcast Network.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
Okay, take care.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.